Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro, and today we're talking to the main actress of a fantastic comedy presented at the Director's Fortnight, Adeline Hell. The comedy, The Trouble With You, by Pierre Salvadori, is a story that is an indescribable story involving cops and heights and a former convict who was initially an innocent guy but became kind of a wild card. Anyway, it's a great film that had the Croisette completely split their sides laughing. And of course, Adeline Hell, this was such a unique role.
Considering the fact that I am driving a mini moto, that I have a 6 hour that I do course poursuite, and that we finally make comment appelle ça, un casse in a bank with a giant dildo. So, I think it's a bit crazy, yeah.
Was that the attraction, that it was something that you had never done before?
Yeah, well, what was an attraction is that clearly, it's funny to do those, all those things. It's not always, you don't have this, that much opportunity. I mean, such opportunity so that often. It doesn't exist a lot.
Did you realize it was going to be that funny? I mean, when you saw it, what was your reaction? Because I cried.
You cried?
I was laughing so hard, I cried.
Okay. Well, I cried. At the end, actually, I cried a bit. Because I cannot say the end of the movie. No, I didn't. As I read the script, I thought it was a good script. I thought there were stuff to be done with the script. But I didn't really realize how deep the work on stage would be. And how much this work would bring to the script. And so there were a jump after when we were shooting the movie, we felt that something special was happening because we had so much fun and we understood each other very well, so we could feel that there was something, you know. But now it's very, we were still surprised of the reaction of the audience yesterday. But it was great.
How do you generally choose your roles?
I just try to go where there's the the more intensity and something. And also, if I am scared of something, I say it might be a good idea to do it.
Was this role scary?
Yeah, it's a bit scary. Not in a very dangerous way, but still, it's a bit scary to dive into comedy, as I was more like as a drama actor. Identifier as a dramatic actress. Everybody could have noticed, you know, it's like starting from the beginning again. So this was what scared me. And I was scared that I was not going to understand the ambiance of the movie, that I was scared I couldn't do as much proposition as I was willing to, or whatever. I mean, there was something scary in it.
So how did you work on set? How did you fine-tune every scene?
We were always, like, working with Pierre and saying, like, oh, we can do, like, when you do it again, like, the scene, it was not about, oh, that was not good, or you should do it and be more juste, I don't know how to say it. But we'll do it again because we have a new idea, and I think we should do, you should say it this way, so you should say the same sentence but in a different way, and the one after you just wait a bit and then you say that. So it was always about, it's like musical stuff, you know? So this is the way we worked, and this is very specific, even if it shouldn't be specific, but it was. We had a very crazy time at the shooting, and I think the joy we had and the energy we had in the movie, can feel it as a spectator, that we really tried a lot of different way to act, to play the same scenes.
What's great about this movie, indeed, is that the comedy is really in the script, but also completely in the way it is staged.
Yeah, both. Because in the movie, I'd say the comedy comes a lot from la mise en scène. So it comes a lot from the fact that there's always a viewer, like always a third person watching other people doing stuff, you know, like the les vigiles, for example, or like the taxi driver. When there's always a third person, like, considering the fact that those people are crazy, and it's always getting in the problem very close to the character and then back to see them through the eyes of somebody else. So I think this is a movement of comedy, and this is what brings a lot of fun in the movie.
What I thought was amazing about this movie actually is that it's not only a comedy, it's actually a diabolically well written film.
Yeah.
And I love, for an actor, it must have been interesting that every character somehow plays in every scene. You know, you are Yvonne, but you're also a hooker, and you know, things like that.
Yeah, it's right. It's a film about people acting and people lying to each other, and so it's always wearing masks and wearing different personality. And well, that's great. I think that this is like the base of theater, actually.
Yeah, and it's also optimistic to think that you can reinterpret life and make it your story, and that everything is the story you want to be or something.
Yeah, well, not everything, but a big part of it can be like retail. And that's what I like, and this is the way, in my opinion, comedy is the political stuff, because it's the way you can choose the sense of your life. It's the way you can put a certain distance between you and what is happening to you as a fate or whatever. So, and it's also cultivating joy and freedom, and I think it's a good foundation for rebellion.
Seeing how the international public of Cannes was laughing and seeing the movie, I'd say it's quite international in its humor.
It's really like referenced to, for example, I think about Jackie Brown, for example, sometimes, or it's this kind of image, no? And also, it's the action scenes are very good, which is rare in the French cinema, I'd say, like the fighting scenes. I'm a bit jealous I'm not in there, but anyway.
It's also maybe because the humor is not in the dialect itself, in the language.
I think it's based on situation and based on the reaction. Like the way people like are listening to other people saying stuff, this is what creates humor, I think.
This was actress Adèle Haenel speaking of the hilarious comedy The Trouble With You, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.